today we're going to do a little physical education, PE class, and also some stretching and gymnastics for the brain. We're going to talk about different ways we can open up and expand our body from our toes to our arms to our mouths to our eyes and thereby get the energy flowing properly once again, freeing up and healing ourselves by doing simple little exercises, movements, actions, things anyone can do from anywhere with no money and no possessions, no medicine, no technology, none of those little doohickeys that we don't even need. We're going to learn how to tap into your inner bodily team of doctors. These guys hook it up, and once you can understand their basic philosophy and method about expansion and contraction, which we'll get into, then you can even be your own doctor. You can be your own PE teacher. Whoa! And not even have to go to school for that. What the heck, man? That's not even fair. But yes, you can do it. You can create your own book of exercises and movements, playful, pleasurable, silly, yet serious little audiobook like this one I'm about to pour into your ears here. I hope my shrilly little girly voice doesn't shatter your eardrums too harshly, and that these whispers don't tickle you in the wrong way. Audiobook? Come on, man. What you talking about? You just know audiobook? What you doing, man? What you think you are? This ain't nowhere up to par. I wish this was an audiobook. That's gonna happen maybe like in 20 years when I'm smart enough. This is more like a busted, rusty radio in a dumpster covered in like nacho cheese and meat sauce from the spaghetti from last week and a bunch of raccoon fur in between. Well, it's a podcast. It's the best I can produce for now from my inferior, still developing earthling intelligence. Don't blame me too much for the low quality. Maybe Apple and Spotify should
up their game.
Up their standards, huh? Let junk like this in? We gotta bring back the gatekeepers. Bring back the good old days of the radio and the TV and nowadays, anybody can just pop their junk onto the interwebs and gum up my earballs and junking up my playlist. What is this business? I don't want this 45 billion trillion YouTube videos. I can't even know where to start. And now, to make matters even worse, we got AI, extraterrestrial intelligence, chapstick MTV, letting just anybody publish whatever he goddamn wants without any permission, without any kind of quality control on our land, you know? What is going on in this world? We can do whatever we goddamn please, pretend to be whoever we want to be without putting in the real work. No rules, just woo, woo, look at me, listen to me, I know what I'm doing, I'm an expert, I'm a celebrity, huh? Kids these days, arrogance on them. And the audacity to just upload it, publish it like it's something special? Huh, what does this world come to? They sure don't make things like they used to in the good old days. What is this, they call this a radio broadcast? More like a baby dinosaur dance? Get back in your crib, you baby. You think you're smart? You call this a podcast? I got my own podcast in my backyard full of green peas. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. This is all I got. Let's hope it's getting better and let the show begin. This is episode number 28. Stretch your inner doctor. Expand, open, and embrace your body's natural healing magic. The human body, like everything else in the universe, is always either expanding or contracting. In its natural state, it moves, it cycles back and forth between these two very different states of being. This is a very simple but essential concept to understand because it underlies basically every concept in health. And so much of what we have talked about and will talk about on this podcast. So before we get to the real action of this episode, let's pound this core point into our heads. Highlight it. Tattoo it onto your brain. Don't do that really though. Write it on a stick and slap your butt with it. On one end, we humans and every part of our mind, body, being is expanding, dilating, widening, loosening up, zooming out, connecting, flowing, relaxing, letting go, opening up. And on the other extreme, we are contracting, shrinking, narrowing, tightening, tensing up, zooming in, getting all jammed up, clogged up, stressed, holding on, closing in. One state is not better than the other necessarily. Like all animals and things in this universe, we need both in order to survive. However, in today's modern world, many of us are spending way too much time in that tight, tense, contracted state. So today's episode is going to focus on how to release ourselves from that tense and narrow way of being and balance things out by relaxing and opening up the various parts of our body and mind. But the body, rather than the mind, is the tool that we will be focusing primarily on today, because overall it's just a more powerful, predictable, reliable tool. And an amazing thing about all of this is that it's absolutely free. It requires no medicine or technology or any of that. Anyone can access it, even people who are homeless or in jail or in a hospital. You can do it anywhere because your body automatically knows how to do it, and in fact, naturally always did do it until we started getting in the way with our clever technologies, societies, and rational minds. The healing mechanism is simply hardwired, programmed into our body. All other mammals do it automatically. They don't need a podcast like this to teach them how, to be reminded on the conscious level of how to be the way they are. And neither will you once you reacquaint yourself with your body, with the way you evolved, and let yourself move and release things in the way that you were designed to, by utilizing the most powerful healing technology in the universe, your own body. And another super amazing thing is that if you open up one part of your body, something magical and very convenient happens. Like a domino, it changes and transforms nearly every other part of your body. You might think, what the heck? What you talking about? How is that even possible? How can my little pinky affect my heart? Or how can my eyes affect my lungs or legs? Well, the body, intuitively, as you already suspect, is only one thing. You, with your prefrontal cortex, might be separating, for example, your brain from your body, or this organ from that organ, this bodily system from that system, etc., or even yourself from other human beings. But your body doesn't know about anything at all about that. That's all up in your head, your imagination, a story you tell yourself through your neocortex. On the deeper bodily level, there are no parts. Your brain simply is your body, and your body is your brain. Everything is connected into a comprehensive whole. You are one interconnected system, a single organism. So if you want to change anything in your quote-unquote brain, body, or life, all you got to do is change one part at a time. You can start anywhere. Yes, there are some dominoes or parts that are more influential, more powerful, have a quicker, more powerful impact than others. But even the lowliest, smallest piece of you has the potential to revolutionize your life, or for the sake of today's topic, relax your entire body and mind. And there's no rule saying you can only relax or open up one part at a time. You can simultaneously or in sequence activate multiple parts at the same time or one after the other. So, wow, what a powerful positive effect that can have on you physically and mentally. And we don't even really need to separate the physical from the mental either, because like I said, it's all one thing. You can start by trying to change things top down from the mind to the body, or bottom up from the body to the mind. But like that food you eat, it's all going to end up in the same place eventually. The mind, however, is a newer part of our bodily system, so it's a bit more stubborn. It's still working out its quirks. It has more freedom, more autonomy, is less controlled by instincts, and is still kind of roaming around and doing things in its own way, depending on the individual. And it can, if you let it, get carried away, if you don't, you know, maintain it, if you give it too much freedom, overpower the natural instincts of the body. Unlike the mind, the body is not going to lie. It is just going to do what it does, what billions of years of evolution taught it to do. And I'm saying billions because we are more than human. We are bacteria. We are the universe, right? Assuming you don't restrain your body, you don't tie it up, gag it up with your modern mind, technologies, medicines, social norms, etc., it's going to take you where you need to go. Breathe in, breathe out, expand and contract, hold on and let go, zoom in, zoom out. It'll automatically, naturally move you through these cycles, keeping everything in balance, homeostasis, equilibrium. Okay, here they come. Yep, welcome to Japan. This is what Japan is really like, guys. Okay, so whatever pretty perfect image you have of it, paint this motorcycle on top of it, because there's a lot more going on here than originally meets the eye. And I probably got to get out of here. Sorry to burst your bubble, but Japan, like everywhere else in this world, is not a perfect paradise. We are living in a world of stress. You cannot escape it, not anymore. Even if I leave Japan and I go to the place that I perceive to be, oh, it's going to be perfect, it's going to be all peaceful, and I'm going to have it all, and I can record these episodes in peace and quiet, there will be something else. There's always going to be stress. It's part of modern life, and the best we can do is try to recover from them and shelter ourselves from them as much as possible, but we can never fully avoid all this, which is why today's topic is so critical. It's about recovery, unloading all that old junky energy that has been infused into us through our past experiences, our traumas, noises like motorbikes and pollutions and poor dietary choices, alcohol, all this crap that's been put inside of us. It's time to let go, to push it all out, to free ourselves into becoming our clean original selves once again. Open up and soar to new heights, to fill ourselves up with new, better stuff. While I will talk about ways to open up our minds, our thinking, perceptions, etc., today I will primarily focus on what we call the body, because the body just kind of packs a bigger, more reliable punch. We'll use the body as the primary tool because that's most of what we are. It's a much, much bigger domino. This bottom-up, body-based strategy is typically going to be quicker and more effective, but hitting it from the top-down angle afterwards or simultaneously probably isn't going to hurt either. The more helpers, the more inner doctors we can engage and hire, the better. But you don't got to make it too crazy, too complicated. Just focus on one part at a time and find the part that feels right, works best for you. That should do the trick, or at least get the ball rolling down this path. Okay, now let's start opening up our body, getting things moving once again, relaxing ourselves towards the other side of the seesaw. In nervous system lingo, we are going to take our body on a trip to parasympathetic land, taking a break from that stressful fight-flight sympathetic mode that we've been spending too much time in lately. Let's enter that panoramic, open, flowing oasis. Get off that hardened, dry, crusty, anchored down boat. Let's get this ship sailing, moving out across those calm waters and towards that sunset and sea of open possibilities off there in the horizon. If you want, you can just listen in, but this is somewhat of a special episode in that everything I am going to talk about, you can implement and do while you're listening. So doing the exercise is actually opening up, expanding, and moving your body in the ways we will discuss. That's going to enhance your ability to remember all of this so that you can do it again and again, anytime and anywhere you want. And more importantly, you will experience the practical benefit from this education immediately. And that's the whole point of learning and education in the first place, right? Yes, it's fun to learn. We are naturally curious beings, and we want to expand our understanding of ourselves and this world. But the ultimate goal of education, at least in my mind, especially with a podcast like this, is to improve our lives, change our brain, heal our body, get better. So insofar as you are comfortable and able to do so, you don't have some kind of pre-existing injury or condition or any of that, I recommend thinking of the rest of this episode as something like a PE class. We are going to do the knowledge, experience the education. Just for simplicity's sake, we're going to start in the feet and move up to the top of our head. We're not going to cover everything because how is that even possible? Anyway, we're going to experience what it's like to be tight and closed in our various different parts and feel what it's like to open up and expand each of them. And also notice the effects that has on our overall body. And we are pulsating organisms in a pulsating universe who have been trapped in a cage. Let's get out of that cage, spread ourselves open, start shaking and moving and flowing again. Let's resuscitate our body and thereby resurrect and cleanse our mind. Okay, now starting with your toes, try this. Crunch them all together. Jam them up like sweaty salarymen in a Tokyo subway. You can even tie a string around them or put them in a sock if you want. Find some pointy shoes, perhaps, and squeeze them in all tight and banish them, exile them into that dark, damp, tiny space. How do you feel? How does that make you feel? This is how you feel when you go to work sometimes, right? If you have that kind of job that makes you wear such shoes, not so good. And the toes are bound up like a Siamese twin to the feet. They're a pair. They're a duo. So wherever one goes, so too must the other. Oh, shoes. Lovely, lovely shoes. Let's talk about those again. The prison cells for our feet and toes. And the tighter, smaller, narrower the shoes, the tighter, narrower, and more stressed will be your feet, your toes, your nerves, which your feet are loaded with, packed up with. There's so many nerves down there. All your blood vessels, those are going to tighten up, as will your capillaries and even your brain, your mood. It'll all tense up, close in on itself. So think very carefully about what shoes you wear. The Chinese used to tie up women's feet so that they shrank into the beautiful shape of lotus buds. Our modern shoes aren't much better. Just another form of foot bondage. As much as possible, go barefoot, at least in your house and when you're sleeping, unless it's too cold. Stretch your toes, move your feet up and down, back and forth, do some calf raises, some squats, move them around, dance, kick a ball, tap your foot, wiggle your toes. If you gotta wear shoes, make them loose. Let your footsies breathe. Let them be touched by the air and earth and sun. Wear some sandals or flip-flops here and there. While you're listening right now, actually do this. Kick off your shoes, take off those socks, and stretch out your feet. 100 miles or kilometers or light years in every direction. Get the blood flowing, massage them, or even better, get a lover or friend to touch them and squeeze them or lick them if she wants. Get the blood and energy flowing. Step on a ball, the harder the better, and let it roll across your foot, healing you along the way, massaging you, releasing you from that pent up, clogged up, tight state that you were trapped in. How does that feel? You probably feel all better all over already. Now, onto the legs. We already got them started with those squats, warming them up. Smash those legs together. Even better, make a crumpled up X with them. Let's crank up this madness. All one jumbled up, smashed together pile of noodles. No delicioso. That's gonna stress you out, keep you all closed in, smashed up, tight, mentally and physically, and everywhere, all over. Even in your relationships, business, and other areas of life. Instead, do this. Open up your legs. Women's bodies naturally do this when they're trying to have sex or, get penetrated. Because it's relaxing. It also opens up the vajayjay. Gets the blood and everything open and flowing. Feels better, more pleasurable. And you don't have to be a woman or be having sex to enjoy all of this. If you're on a train or in a skirt, you might want to wait until later to do this, but otherwise, man or woman, alien or elephant, open them legs up, big and wide, spread eagle. It's your turn to enjoy all this. Woo, finally see how beautiful that feels? Open up them legs, spread eagle, and feel everything inside of you soar like an eagle. Released from that tension, open psychologically, calm and relaxed, no longer terrified or tormented by your fears or trauma. As often as you can, spread open those legs. When you're sitting in your chair at work or at home, make sure your knees extend out wider than the chair itself. Build yourself up. Imagine that you've got this sort of triangle, this big fat triangle that you're building down there, a pyramid down below, with your legs being the sides, with a little cherry or serpent up on top, maybe with a little tuft of hair even. Stand up, walk around, let your legs move, stretching forward and backward, do some squats, do some lunges, and just get them moving in the way that they evolved and love to do. Walking is really the best exercise of all. Do some calf raises too. Those are fun. Do them in your room. Do them at work. Do them wherever. Jump up and down if you can't get outside. Or do this. Lay on your back and press the bottoms of your feet together like a beautiful butterfly with expansive wings. Stretch those wings back, okay? Open up those legs like a magical bow about to shoot a love arrow. And let all that energy flow. Let go of all the tension. Let your trauma escape, your spirit roam. Elevate your hips to make it even better. Hold it there, up there. Give your body space to tremble and shake and pulsate. How long have you been holding on to all of that? How long have your legs and your pelvis been contracted, tightened up, hiding in a ball? You were meant to shake. You were meant to be bigger than you are. You were meant to move. That's what all the other mammals and animals do. Give yourself time and permission to let it all out, to untighten the bolts and open up the valves. You can also massage your legs or slap them or punch them or squeeze them in whatever way you feel like it. Rub your genitals and shake your butt if you want. Reawaken the spirit within. Let it fly all around and outside and inside and everywhere you want to go. Now, onto your abdomen, that fat blob or chiseled chamber full of organs and muscles that gives us life. Those visceral blobs, those organs in there, also need to exercise. They need to shake it off and move, to jiggle and wiggle and let the stored up energy go. Therefore, let yourself laugh, let yourself cry, let yourself scream from the bottom of your belly. That'll shake things up and help release you from your bodily and mental prisons. Stop listening to those social stories and scripts telling you that's weak, that's bad, don't do that. No, no, no. Do it, do it, do it. Cry, scream, let it all out. Expand your diaphragm. Let that giant muscle under your rib cage, that diaphragm, move up and down, and along the way, moving all your organs up and down, massaging them into equilibrium, wringing out their pent-up energy. That slows down your heart rate as well, decreases the pressure, for example, the blood pressure throughout your body. And you do that by taking deep, slow, controlled belly breaths and not being afraid to show off your pot belly. Extending the exhale, if you can, laying back on your back, putting your legs once again in that butterfly position, raising your butt in the air and letting your legs, pelvis, and belly vibrate, shaking and flapping and trembling towards heaven, into that open oasis of calm and relaxation that you've been away from for far too long. Go there daily or at least once a week. Your body will do what it needs to do. Just lay there, hold it there, and it will shake, it will tremble, it will release you from your stress and your fears and your traumas and all that pain. But you gotta reconnect. You gotta let your body do what it does. Now, open up your intestines, your bowels, by not damaging them with too much alcohol, sugar, or other toxins. Instead, feed them water, prebiotics, probiotics, fiber, magnesium. Relax those smooth muscles and release all that waste jammed up inside of you. Yes, constipation is really just a sign, a symptom of a much larger systematic problem, a body that is stressed and contracted. Chances are, if you're constipated, you're probably also tight, wound up in a lot of other areas. Your neck, for example, your back, your shoulders, your head, your thoughts, feelings, social interactions, your decisions and actions. So when you feel tightness or tension or pain in one part of your body, mind, or life, take a moment to consciously examine all the other things. Notice if there's a trend. Then you know that the problem isn't specifically with your gut or your wrist or your job or whatever. It's a bigger systematic problem. The tension is spreading and manifesting itself in many different ways and areas. What's the cause? I don't know. It could be a lot of things or a combination of things, most likely. Childhood trauma, toxic environment or relationship, unhealthy diet, alcohol, some kind of physical trauma or injury, etc. And it's usually a bunch of these things happening simultaneously and or built up over time, over the course of your life. The good news, however, is that you can release yourself from all of this. You can wash it away by opening up and expanding any little area of your body or life, or even better, a combination of areas all at once, or across the day or week or year. Build the habit of zooming out, dilating, pulling open. Do that in whatever ways you can, and whichever body part you want to focus on or area of your life you want to attack for now. And do that, open up here and there in various different ways. And all that trauma or tension or stuckness or whatever is stored up inside of you is keeping you in this sort of static state. All of that will fade away. Instead of crossing your arms across one another, looking all grumpy, open them up, those wingless bones, stretch them out to the sides and up to the sky. Imagine them stretching and stretching like a Stretch Armstrong doll, penetrating through the walls and grabbing hold of Venus in one hand and Mars in the other. How does that feel? Stretch those areas, stretch those arms this way and that, and in all directions, swing them around like propellers. Open up your chest, your arms stretching back. Hold the entire sky with your arms. Now, look at your hands. Are they clenched fists, dead rocks in the ground? Or do they look like sparkly sea stars floating in the expansive sky? Open your hands. Take off those gloves. take your hands out of your pockets, put down your phone, put down the gun, stretch your fingers wide like you did earlier with your toes. Visualize them as two hot, bright suns, light beams beaming out in all directions, in front of you, out towards your sides and across your wrists. Wiggle them, snap them, tap them on your desk, or even better, on your face or head or thighs. Clap your hands like you're happy and you know it. Heck, stomp your feet. Let's turn this body into an orchestra. Squeeze and then release each of your fingertips. Massage your palms. Move your hands in circles. Wave hello to anybody, even if they're not even there, with two hands all open and ready to connect. Say hello to your spine. Stand up tall. Stretch your hands up to the sky. Perhaps hang from a pull-up bar or roll a foam roller across your back and, heck, the rest of your body, anywhere, everywhere. Foam rollers are excellent for massaging tension out of many long-neglected parts of the body. I especially like to let it squeeze the stress out of my back, butt, calves, behind my knees, my thighs, under my armpits. That's a good one. If you don't have a foam roller, get one or just massage yourself with your hands or find someone to do it for you. But these foam rollers, totally worth it. Instant and long-lasting relief. Your body will thank you. It'll cost you like 1,000 yen or, I'm sorry, was that 10 bucks, 8 bucks? I don't know, whatever inflation's pricing it at right now. When you tighten your body up, letting things remain static, hunched over in a ball, your entire body is just not happy. It's sad, depressed, worried, and in fear, and so is your mind. Give your body and mind a boost by stretching your spine up towards the sky. Your legs and arms and chest and abs and all of those guys can help lift him up too. Your body is one single team, a biological together forever family. Work together, help each other, open up and expand wherever you feel a bit stressed or need to relax. And since stress is part of everyday life, as we've learned from that motorbike outside, whether we like it or not, stress is there. So this team, this body team of ours, must dance together and work together every day and step along the way. And on that note, dancing and exercise and doing sports are excellent actions because they often engage and open up, therefore, our multiple quote-unquote parts of our body all at once. Unless you're just doing some curls for the girls or some finger squats. What's a finger squat? I don't know. Try to engage the entire body with your exercises. The more body parts engaged, the better it's going to be, not just for your muscles, but just for your overall expansion and everything. So squats, lunges, pull-ups, shoulder presses. Even beyond that, do actual sports. Use your body in normal ways, not some gym kind of funky, isolated way. Exercising expands and discharges the entire organism. Some dance moves and some sports do so more than others, and yoga has got to be one of the best overall since it literally stretches us and opens us up in this way and that, both in body and mind. But do any sport or any exercise that feels right to you. They are all essentially doing the same thing, moving you, expanding you, opening you, zooming all that energy out and around and blasting you in every direction, releasing you from your trapped tiny body and mind, reconnecting you with the wider world, merging the universe together, reconnecting all the rivers in your world, letting them crash into and overflow into one another, at which point all of your worries, pains, and fears are washed away, at least for the time being and throughout the afterglow. The healing rain of exercise washing you clean and then letting you bask in the rainbow-colored mist for days until you do it again and you are forever clean, a never-ending bliss. The contraction and tension will, of course, come back. It's part of being alive. But whenever you need to return to this peaceful, tranquil, open land, just ride your body, hop on its back, trust it, it will take you there. Abandon the body, stop listening to it, try to do everything with your mind, and it's going to be a long, painful road. When you have a jet plane built into you, why walk to New York when instead you can fly? Keep this jet, this body of yours, tuned up and exercised, and it will be there for you night and day, ready to take you wherever you need to go, pulsating and expanding you out towards the stars or closing you in, surrounded by walls. Let your armpits breathe as well. Dude, these armpits are getting no respect, no love these days, right? We even cover them in toxins we call deodorants. Take off your shirt. Oh yeah, actually, take it all off, baby. In an ideal world, you already would have taken off your pants and socks and underwear and all that clothes that have been trapping you in. Get naked. Let's take it all off. Let all that air and sun and energy touch your skin. Let the information flow freely between your body and the rest of the world. Let all your nerves and blood vessels relax, no longer being tied up by synthetic threads. Let your armpits out of their caves. The stinky hairs wiggle out into the world. Rub them, massage them. Let them know that they are not alone. Actually, this is a key point in general. Always try to remember those most neglected parts. The space between your toes, for example, the center of your armpits, the roof of your mouth, all of those seemingly unimportant or even dirty parts. Like a team, if you neglect even the smallest or weakest player, the whole team will suffer. You are only as strong as your weakest link. And since these body parts, and you know which ones I'm talking about, have been so neglected, gotten no love for so many years, they are going to appreciate the attention and love you give them even more, and they will reward you for that with pleasure and return of love. They will shine that love back to you. You will feel good. You'll feel amazing. And this is also true of all those long-forgotten friends, humans out there in your past world. Send them a message. Reconnect. Think of all those people in your life who might have no one there for them because they're too poor or ugly or useless or weak or just not useful. Their social status is not good enough for me. They need your love too. And by reconnecting with them, all that energy and love will more efficiently flow between this wider, larger human organism, between all us human beings. More love with you and your friend, and more love in the world. We might look like, appear like separate people, but like with fungi or coral or trees, we are an interconnected species. We are a super organism. Our nervous systems are all merged together as a single network. And the more we forget this, the more we try to sever ties with our larger Homo sapiens, the species, the more we ourselves tighten up, tense up, contract, and suffer. Yes, sometimes we need to separate ourselves. We need to be an individual. We need to go our own way. We need to focus in, zoom in on our tiny little self. But ultimately, we must return home at least periodically, or else we will feel it. And it won't feel good. It will lead to sadness, disease, loneliness, depression, and death. We need ourselves, but we also need each other because that is what we are. But now back to the body. Let's finish up there first, okay? So touch your neck. We're going to skip the shoulders. You can just rub those if you want. You almost forgot you had a neck, right? Feel your throat vibrate. Put your hand over your throat and don't choke yourself. Just lay it there. gently and feel your throat vibrate as you hum, or sing your favorite song, look up, look down, side to side, make circles in the air, spinning around to the left and to the right. Now onto your face. Move your face. Make some faces. Massage your face. Stretch those muscles. Let the blood flow, the energy roam. Clean it all out. How does that feel? Open up your face. Take off your mask. And if you're wearing an actual mask still, definitely take that off. That is not only cutting you off from the air and the earth, but also from each other. Open your mouth up wide. Make a big, big O. Grin from ear to ear. Make it all like a long, like a big oval. Yeah. Smile. Blast those light waves off your pearly white teeth and let them bounce onto the smile of a stranger. Like 1,000 light rays bouncing around back and forth onto and off of everyone's eyes and noses and mouths. Use that mouth and use that throat. Drink some water or tea, washing that rancid energy off away, opening up and nourishing your veins and brain and darkest, driest cells. Fill yourself up and expand yourself out. Let the tide come in and the tide go out. Sing, hum, scream, cry. Let those sound vibrations tickle and open up the darkest crevices of your being, resetting you to a state of calmness and tranquility. Suck on some tits, give someone a kiss, or at the very least, lick your lips. All this stuff above the neck, on your face, is super magical. It feels real good to use any of it. Healing wizards shaped like mouths, noses, and ears. Breathe in through your nose. That's also going to increase the nitric oxide, which is going to open up all your blood vessels and capillaries and every cell in your body. And then breathe out, letting those booger-covered walls expand out like balloons. Pump your body up with that nose. Use it like a pump, like you're pumping up your favorite bicycle or basketball or swimming pool. Open it up. Expand it. Rip it open so you can go outside and play with it. Pump it up like it's 1999, like it's Christmas morning and you just cannot wait to go outside and play. Those full expanded tires, the fresh smell, spinning round and round, taking you to neighborhoods and worlds far, far away, bouncing that basketball, giving your life a slam dunk. Today, winning the game, jumping into that pool in the backyard, filling it up with that hose, filling up your life, splishing and splashing and laughing with your brothers, connecting with your wider being and zooming out your lens, your perception, not hiding in your shell. Letting go and moving on, expanding outwards into a future that is yet to exist. Movement. Flow, no more stuckness, time to start living, time to get this show back on the road, to let the heart of your being, every cell and organ and muscle and part of your body beat, boom, 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 in and out, forward and backward, holding on and letting go, feeling the waves expand across the sand, reconnecting with the land, no longer too timid or scared or afraid to go somewhere new, to open itself up, to let go of what it has, whether good or bad, happy memories or terrible traumas, to breathe all that out, to exhale and return to an open, expansive state of being until the night falls and you must once again huddle up into your shell to collapse your vast ocean into the size of a tiny raindrop. But don't hold on to that night. Let that raindrop or teardrop expand back out once again to flow like a river, pop itself open, and transform back into an ocean. Crack open your shell and turn into a dinosaur. Let all the various beings of the earth merge into one another, past, present, and future, collapsing into a single moment, space expanding outward into infinity to the point where you cannot even notice or see where one thing begins and the other ends. Open the universe. Open your being. Start with your body, bit by bit, and feel the relaxing ocean of openness and health wash over you. Resurrect yourself back to life. Massage your face with your hands, or massage it with your feet. Do whatever you want. Make funny faces. Squeeze your earlobes and flick your ears. Get it all opened up and flowing once again. The eyes are key. So let's take a pause and look at the eyes for now. We need to become more conscious of how we exercise our eyes. And yes, you are constantly exercising them in one way or another, 24/7, whether you're thinking about it or not. And these days, with our screens, we are spending too much time looking at things up close, laptops, smartphones, and so on. And what that does, unfortunately, is one, it forces our eyes to be angled inwards. That's a closed, tense, stressful kind of state. And two, it also tenses up the lenses of the eyes, gets the lens all tight and thick and crunched up, not relaxed, not open. That's stress. That's adrenaline, cortisol, narrowness, myopia, literally. This eye exercise or consciousness over how we use our eyes might be the most important thing we talk about today, because the eyes have arguably the most influence, more than any other part of our body, on our brain and mental state. And that makes sense because the eyes are the brain, just weird ball-shaped parts of it dangling on the outside, popping their heads out of the opening to our brain cave, i.e. our skull. So change the way you move and use your eyes, and you will immediately change the way you feel and think. Angle them inward, look at things up close like we do with a lot of our technologies, but also when we spend too much time indoors with walls in a room or space that's not big enough. Do that, get all trapped in, all zoomed in, and you're going to feel bad. You are literally on every level, mentally and physically, closing in, tightening up, separating yourself from the world. The solution is obvious. Step away from the phone. Divert your eyes away from the screen. Go to the window. Look out at the horizon. Even better, go outside into the natural, big, wide environment that you evolved to live in and to walk through, to explore. Enter nature. Walk. Look out at the horizon. Get that big, wide, panoramic vision. Then what happens? Your eyeballs start angling outwards, expanding out like your knees and arms were in the earlier exercises, and that feels good. It lowers stress. It opens you up, connects you with a larger reality, reduces anxiety and fear and all that negative stuff. Even things like creativity and learning and flow states, happiness, are going to increase. All of the goodness is going to come. The lens of the eye also will flatten out, expand outwards, relax when you're getting that big panoramic view of things, not focusing in on one tiny thing nearby. So just remain conscious of this overall phenomenon, how the eyes so powerfully impact your entire being. Take breaks every 30 minutes or so. Step away from your desk and screen and re-enter some kind of wider reality, even if that means closing your eyes. Sounds a bit paradoxical, but closing your eyes and meditating, perhaps, is also going to give you a similar view of things. You will be in this big, wide, endless black space surrounded by blackness, emptiness in all directions, 360 degrees. And when else do you get that, get to see 360 degrees all around you? Basically never. But when you close your eyes, you feel like you can. And that feels good. That feels safe. Even if it is somewhat of an illusion, who cares? It's relaxing. It'll calm you down and open up your body and mind. There is a big, wide, magical universe just behind your eyelids that you can travel to instantaneously to float through and chill in anytime just by closing your eyes and ideally also shutting off more of your senses, the sounds and all that junk around you. Let your human organism do what it does when your eyes are closed. It knows what to do. Just close them and it will run the show. It'll take you where you need to go. And trust in the magic of landscapes, of looking out at that big, wide outside world when your eyes are open. Yes, go inward, meditate, explore that inner universe, but also go out physically, go outside and ideally away from the city and artificial barriers. Explore that wider universe out there as often as you can. Move through it. Watch things move. Move together. I could go on and cover more areas of our body. I skipped over a bunch, but I think you get the idea. This should be more than enough for you to chew on. I've given you some ideas on how you can open up and expand your body, but these are just some ideas, my ideas I came up with. There are a lot more. The main thing to understand is the basic principle behind all of this. From there, you can use your own wild imagination to come up with all kinds of exercises and actions to open yourself up. Do it with whichever part or set of parts that you like. Get playful and funky with it. There are no rules. Just don't break anything. Don't stretch or exercise yourself to the point of pain. And when you've had enough, when you feel like maybe you're even too open, too relaxed, maybe then you gotta go towards the other side of the seesaw, which shouldn't be too hard to do because that's sort of the gravitational pull of the modern world, the default state that we seem to be in. It's almost like that closed in, narrowed in, tight, tensed state has become, unfortunately, the default. But if that's where you feel you need to go, if you're too chilled out and clear and relaxed, then maybe go there. Get all excited and tensed up and closed in. It's useful for some things. Maybe you got to get some work done. Time to focus. Zoom in, tighten up, but don't get stuck there for too long. We do need both extremes. We need the entire spectrum of openness and closedness, of expansion and contraction. But if you're going to get stuck in one of them, in one of these extremes, probably better that it be the calm, open, relaxed, parasympathetic one. But it's your body. Listen to your body and your experiences and sensations. Let them guide you. I wanted to get deeper into how all of this bodily expansion and contraction affects other things like our thinking, the ways we socialize, communicate, work, and in general behave. But I trust that you're smart enough to figure out all those far-flinging effects yourself. Basically, though, the more tight and tense and contracted your body and, of course, your quote-unquote body parts are, and if one part is contracted, probably a lot of other ones are too. Your body parts are like fish or something. They swim in the school together. They're tightly linked dominoes, and when one falls, the other ones fall and move in a similar direction. Anyway, when your body is closed, tight, holding on, most likely other areas of your life are also in a similar shape, all closed in as well. So if you want to open up and expand your social circle, for example, get a girlfriend or boyfriend, expand your career opportunities, stretch open your piggy bank so more money can start flowing in through it, expand your sense of self and identity to feel more connected with nature and other people, etc. The list goes on. If you want any of this good, big, open stuff, widen your lens, zoom out on the micro and macro levels of your being, and you will find that you are merged together with something much bigger than yourself. Yourself and ego and all your small worries and stresses can disappear. Your traumas can be gone. Your nervous system extends all the way out to the sun, you will realize. Your lungs are floating together with the clouds above. The food, the atoms that you eat and become were once parts of a dinosaur, a star, and a trillion other things. We are all together expanding and contracting, and at seemingly different moments and rates, but really, it's all one big synchronized performance. If you could zoom out and see what you really are, you could see that you are like a molecule of water, a little drop of water in an undulating ocean of waves, marching out and retreating in, God's beating heart, a glowing spark in the greatest fireworks show on Earth, fading to black and then expanding back out, exploding into a new universe. Everyone has their own set of problems, but we all want to start feeling more optimistic, vibrant, energetic, and free, less irritable, angry, and full of fear. If you want anything like this, then open up your body on a regular basis as a habit, bit by bit, or as much or as often as you can. And it works in all the other non-body directions too. You can open up one area of your life, any area, get out there and talk to new people, go to events, travel, explore, expand out into the world, expand your mind, study, learn, go on dates, open up new opportunities and experiences to yourself. Stop doing the same thing day after day because you're scared or not sure yet what you should do or you're not ready. Move. Move now. Make movement in any area of your life. Let the energy flow, and that just might get the entire system running once again, bringing energy and magic and possibility back into your dead body, your dying life. Be young again. Play. Go outside. Touch things. Be touched. Open yourself up. Allow yourself to lose it all and gain it once again and even more by reconnecting the systems of your body, by letting the old energy flow out and new energy flow in. You will feel alive and healthy and young and like yourself once again, connected and free. Your days washing through you like beautiful waves, reality swimming through you, infusing its lightness and openness into your being. I hope this helps. I know it's not easy to get better. You've been stuck for too long. I have too. We tell ourselves maybe it's just because we're getting older. That's life. But no, you can feel like your vibrant 20-year-old self, full of hope and full of possibilities and energy and all of that beautiful magic until the day you die. If you open yourself up and let yourself do the things you did when you were young. That is a fountain of youth. Play and openness and opening up, trembling, taking leaps of faith towards possibilities rather than hiding and shirking and running away from them. You might think that you are different, that you are special, that your body is too old and too weak, but give it a try. This whole universe, young and old, is part of you. Reach out to it, smile, and shake your booty towards it. Open up and move whatever part you can, even if it is only your pinky toe. And you got to use both of your arms in order to lift it up. Just go wherever you can and start wherever you start. Start somewhere and keep opening up and keep moving on. See how it feels. See how you grow. Look back in a year and see your present day self back off there in the distance, smiling and crying and saying thank you to you. Dare to be open, go your own way, stretch yourself, even if just 0.01% a day, but do it day after day. Reconnect with your body, reopen yourself towards life, the life that you once knew, your authentic existence stretching its arms towards you, waiting for you to just do the same, to reach your own arm out, to reach your own body out. Just give it a chance to meet it halfway and together pull yourselves up. Life, heaven, nirvana awaits. It starts with a single action or ripple in the waves until pretty soon you find yourself floating on your back, your wings stretching out above the clouds, God's eyes smiling back at yours in a never-ending mirror, supporting you and healing you in every direction. Open, alive, and free to live.